Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们, 早晨好。
And we thank the Lord we can still gather together in His very presence during these times.
在这个特别的时候, 我们感谢主仍然可以聚在他的同在当中。
And to begin with, let's have a word of prayer.
我们开始的时候还有一些祷告。
Lord, we thank you and praise you because you are the God who speaks.
主我们感谢赞美你, 因为你是说话的神。
And we thank you and praise you because you are the God who works.
我们也感谢赞美你, 因为你是做工的神。
And you are still to perfect your good work in your church, in each one of us.
你继续在我们中间, 在每个人身上, 在教会当中, 做那成全, 完美的工作。
And so Lord, this morning we just waited upon you.
今天早晨我们等候你,
to hear you.
我们要听见你的声音,
and to allow your word to be perfected in us.
愿你的工作能够在我们中间,
and we just lift up the following time into your gracious hands.
我们把下面的时间交在你恩典的手中,
and I pray that your holy anointing will be upon the ones who speak and those who will be hearing.
我们求你借着你的圣膏油来膏抹说的和听的。
And we can all be edified in your very presence.
让我们在你的同在当中都得到建造。
We thank you and praise you.
我们感谢赞美你。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
And brothers and sisters, let's still first read some passages.
弟兄姐妹们, 我们开始的时候来读一些主的话语。
And could we first turn to the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 10.
我们开始的时候要读路加福音第十章,
and we're going to read from verses 38 to 42.
从第48节到第42节.
In the interest of time, both my brothers and myself will read together in Chinese and also in English.
因着时间的关系, 我们中英文一起来读.
And if we could please turn to Luke chapter 10, we're going to read from verse 38 to 42.
请弟兄姐妹们打开路加福音十章三十八到四十二节。
And together.
一起来。
Now as they are traveling along, and he entered the village, and the woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary, who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations. And she came up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the service alone? Then tell her to help me. But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. And the second passage is in the Gospel according to John, chapter 12.
第二处经文我们要读的是约翰福音第十二章。
And we're going to first read from verses 1 to 3.
我们开始的时候先读第一到第三节。
Together.
一起来。
Jesus, therefore, 6 days before the Passover came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they made him a supper there, and Martha was serving, but Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with him. Mary then took a pound of a very costly perfume of a pure nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Then we're going to read from verses 9 to 11.
然后我们从本章的第九节到读到第十一节。
Together. The large crowd of the Jews then learned that he was there, and they came, not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might also see Lazarus, whom he raised from the dead. But the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death also, because on account of him, many of the Jews were going away and were believing in Jesus. So dear brothers and sisters, recently the Lord has put the burden concerning his house in my heart.
弟兄姐妹们, 最近一段时间, 主把一个关于神家的负担放在我的心里。
And we know that building the house of God, the church, is the greatest work for the Lord in time.
我们知道在时间当中, 建造神的家就是教会,是神在地上最大的工作。
And I believe that even during these very challenging, difficult times, the Lord is still perfecting His own work.
我相信在这个特别困难、充满挑战的时候，神也继续在做完全建造的工作。
And as the Lord's return is very, very near, and we should work with the Lord so that His will could be done in us sooner than later.
因为主来的日子近了，所以我们应该与主同工，愿他的旨意能够更早的成就在地上。
And we know that the house of God is not a building, but rather is a people that God can find rest with.
我们知道神的家不是一个建筑物，乃是一群人，神可以在他们中间居住。
And the passage we just read, and we can see that there is a family mentioned in those verses.
我们刚才所读到这些处经文，我们看见这里边有一个家庭在神的面前。
And this family, in some sense, is an epitome of what the house of God is like.
这个家庭从某种意义上角度来讲，是神家的一个缩影。
And this is a place where the Lord could find rest. The Lord can dwell. The Lord will be welcomed.
在这个地方，神可以找到安息，神可以居，主可以居住。主可以被欢迎。
And the Lord could also have his rightful place.
主在这里边也有他当得的一个地位。
And so today I just would like to fellowship some characteristics of the house of God and that we can draw from this family's relations with the Lord.
今天早晨我愿意从这个家庭与主的关系当中看一些神家的特征。
And from the verses we just read, we know that the family was in Bethany.
从我们所读的经文，我们看见这个家庭在伯大尼。
And we know that during Jesus' time, the temple was still there.
我们知道，在主耶稣基督在地上的时代，圣殿还在。
And we also know that Jerusalem is the city of God, and the temple is supposed to be the house of God.
我们也知道耶路撒冷是神的城，那个圣殿是应该是神的家。
And the temple bears the name of the Lord, and that represents His presence.And also his love for his people.
因为圣殿带着神的名，那里边带着神同在和他对他子民的爱。
And God is there with his people.
神与他的子民同在。
But unfortunately, in Jesus' time, the temple, the house of God, has become a religious system.
但是非常不幸的是，在主耶稣基督在地上的时候，那圣殿已经成了一个宗教的记号。
And that the loving, living relationship between God and man has turned into a virtuous religion.
神和他子民那个爱和生命的关系已经变成了一个宗教的仪式。
And in this religious system, what the Lord Jesus faced was rejection, and was a resistance, and a jealousy, and even hatred.
在这个宗教的系统当中，主耶稣基督所面临的是那个拒绝，是被遗弃，是被嫉妒。
But in the midst of this rejection and resistance, there's a family was found favor in the sight of the Lord.
但在这个与主抵挡和拒绝的这个光景当中，有一个家庭在主面前蒙恩。
And Bethany is a village, which.Is about 2 miles away from Jerusalem.
伯大尼是在耶路撒冷大约两英里地方的一个村庄。
And it is a very interesting to find the meaning of a Bethany.
这个伯大尼的意思，这个名字的意思也很有意义。
Yeah, and the Bethany means the house of affliction, and also means the house of a fig.
伯大尼这个意思是苦难之家，也是无花果之家。
And it is very interesting because the afflictions a lot of times and is very difficult to bear. And because of afflictions, it will result in bitterness oftentimes.
因为我们知道这个苦难有的时候是很难承受的，但是苦难可能带成的结果是一种非常痛苦的感觉。
But on the other hand, figs are very, very sweet.
但是从另外一个角度来说，这个无花果呢是一个非常甜蜜的感觉。
And it's a very satisfying.
也是一个让人感觉到满足的感觉。
So it's very interesting to find that the Bethany as we represent is a two opposing meanings.
所以我们看见这里边非常特别的这个伯大尼代表了两个相反的意义。
But I think from the spiritual perspective, it is a very true, and which actually it represents the work of the Lord in and among his people.
但是我们从属灵的角度来讲，发现这两个方面都是非常真实的，它代表神在他子民身上的工作。
Because God is through affliction, through tribulation, is to bring out the sweet fruits among his people.
因为神要借着苦难在他的子民当中产生出一个甜美的果子。
We thank the Lord for his wonderful work.
我们非常为着神他奇妙的工作感谢他。
And this family is a very simple, small family.
这个家庭是一个非常简单非常小的一个家庭。
And it is a family of three, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
其中有三个人，马大、玛利亚和拉撒路。
And each of these family members has a very distinct, personality.
在这个家庭这些成员当中，每个人都有一个不同的性格。
And actually, it is just like our church life.
实际上这就是像我们教会的生活一样。
And brothers and sisters, in the church, we have a lot of a variety.
在教会当中的弟兄姐妹们各自都不同。
And each brother's sisters is very uniquely different.
每个人都有自己的个性是不同的。
But we all share the life of our Lord Jesus Christ together.
但是我们在一起的时候，我们每个人都分享主耶稣基督的生命。
And we are brothers and sisters, we are the house of God.
我们是弟兄姐妹们，我们是神的家。
And now let's take a look at these family members.
我们再看一下这些家庭，这个家庭当中的一些成员。
And Martha is the older sister.
马大是姐姐。
And she was a very hospitable and a very welcoming, and she was quick to speak, and she was also very diligent in service.
马大，我们看见她的性格呢，她是一个非常好客的，她可能是快言快语，但她殷勤的服侍。
And for Mary, the younger sister, and she has aquiet and very quiet and very sweet spirit.
玛利亚是一个妹妹，我们看见她呢，她有一个非常安静非常甜美的性格。
And for Lazarus, actually the name means whom God helps.
拉撒路这个名字本身的意思就是神所帮助的人。
And some people think that he may have a very poor health.
可能很多人认为他的身体不是很好。
But he seems to be a very quiet person.
那我们从圣经里面看，他好像是一个非常安静的人。
And all three of these members actually individually experienced the work of the Lord.
所以这三个人，他们实际上每个从个人的角度来代表神的工作。
But each of them show some characteristics of the house of God.
每个人呢也表现出神这个家的一个特点。
So being put together, and we could have a glimpse of what of house of God is like.
当他们被放在一起的时候，我们可以瞥见神家的一些样子。
And or in other words, and is each of their lives is like a piece of a jigsaw puzzle.
实际上，每一个人他们自己的这个生命就像这个拼图当中的一块。
And so as they put together, and we can see the whole picture.
当这个拼图这些每一块被放在一起的时候，我们可以看见一个完整的图画。
So everyone in this family is needed for the expression of the house of God.
这个家庭中的每个成员都是必要的，来表明神工作的特性。
And it is also true for us brothers and sisters.
实际上对我们弟兄姐妹们来讲，这也是真实的。
Every one of us is indispensable for the testimony of the house of God.
不就神家的见证，我们每位弟兄姐妹们都是不可或缺的。
And there's a few points I would like to draw from this family.
从这个家庭当中我要来看几个点。
And concerning the house of God.
是关乎于神家的事。
And first, the Lord is welcomed and recognized among them.
第一呢，就是神在这个家中能够得到欢迎，能够得到尊重。
And in this family, there's a love for the Lord.
在这个家庭当中有对神的爱。
And their door was always open, wide open to the Lord.
这个家的门永远向主是敞开的。
And they always welcomed the Lord and they gave the Lord the rightful position among them.
他们欢迎主到这个家庭，并且在这个家庭当中主得着他当得的地位。
Brothers and sisters, this is also should be true for our church life.
弟兄姐妹们，这在我们教会的生活当中也应该是个实际。
And the Lord should always be welcomed and recognized as the Lord and Master over his own house.
神永远在他家中是会受欢迎的，并且被能够高举在 他自己得主的宝座上。
And he is the master. He should have all the rights in his house.
他是这个神家的主人，他应该得到当得的地位。
And we probably still remember the church in Laodicea mentioned in Revelation chapter 3.
我们还记得在启示录第三章所提到的老底家教会。
And the church condition has a decline to such a state that the Lord was the locked out outside the church.
那时老底家的教会的光景已经堕落到一个点，主耶稣基督被关在门外。
And the brother and sister there in that church, they thought, they think that they are rich and that they are wealthy, lacking nothing.
弟兄姐妹们，那个教会，老底家教会，因为他们自己是富足的，一样都不缺。
But in reality, they are blind, poor, and naked.
但实际上呢，他们是瞎眼的，他们是贫穷的，赤身露体。
And they have grown cold, and they have become lukewarm.
他们也变得冷淡，并且不冷不热。
And instead of being in their midst, the Lord was a lockout outside of them.
主应该是在他们的同在当中，但是呢，主却被拒之门外。
The Lord is rejected.
主在那边被拒绝了。
And the Lord is actually knocking on the door of the church.
主在教会的门外叩门。
Brothers and sisters, how much do we need the Lord to restore our love for him?
弟兄姐妹们，是何等的需要主来恢复我们向着他的爱。
The very first love.
那起初的爱。
The pure, undivided devotion unto himself.
是一个纯洁的，没有被分割的向着他的爱。
And that the Lord should always be recognized as the Lord and the Master in our church life.
主应该在我们的教会当中被尊崇，得到他当得的地位。
Brothers and sisters, this is also applicable to our family lives and also our personal lives.
弟兄姐妹们，这对我们个人的生活和家庭的生活也是同样适用。
And we cannot lock the Lord outside our family lives or personal walks.
我们不能够把主拒之在我们的家庭和我们个人跟随主的这些实际当中。
And the Lord so desired to sit with us, to dine with us, and to find his home in us.
主是何等的愿意与我们同坐，与我们一同进餐，在我们的家庭当中。
But do we welcome the Lord into our family lives?
但是我们是不是欢迎主到我们家庭的生活呢？
But do we let him be the Lord and the Master over our walks?
是不是在我们的与主同行的路上，把他高举在主自己的主的地位上？
And do we involve him in every decision that we need to make? And also to allow him to lead and to rule?
是不是在我们每个的决定当中，我们都寻求他，并且让他在这各项的事情上能够真实的掌权，能够做主？
Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord should be welcomed and recognized.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们应该要高举主，应该要欢迎他。
Second, the Lord in that house is worshipped and also his word is appreciated.
第二点是主在这个家庭当中，他们得到了敬拜。他的话语得到了宝贵。
And so we can see that when the Lord came to the house as recorded in Luke chapter 10.
当我们看见从路加福音第十章主耶稣来到这个家庭的记载当中。
And Mary sat at the feet of the Lord listening to him, and the Lord said that she had got the good part.
玛利亚就坐在主的脚前听他的道，主说呢，她选择了上好的福分。
And the Lord said that part shall not be taken away from Mary.
是不能够被夺去的。
And Mary had, from this we can see that Mary had appreciation of the Lord himself and his word.
这里边我们看见呢，玛利亚她非常宝贵主的自己，宝贵她的话语。
And she would like to spend time with the Lord and spend time to listen to him.
所以她愿意和主花时间，并且听主的教导。
And we also see that from John chapter 12, which we also read,
从约翰福音第十二章我们也读到
The same Mary and who loved the Lord and appreciated him so very much, and he poured the perfume of pure nard to anoint the feet of the Lord.
就是这位玛利亚，她何等的爱主，何等的宝贵主，她把极贵重的真纳达香膏倒在主的脚上。
We know that the pure nard was very precious and that was all she had.
我们知道这个真纳达香膏是何等的宝贵，并且是玛利亚所有的。
And she probably prepared the pure nard for her own wedding.
也可能她在预备这个真纳达香膏是为了她自己的婚礼。
But because of her love for the Lord, and she was willing to pour it all out on the feet of the Lord without any reservation.
但是因着她对主的爱，她情愿把这个何等宝贵的真纳达香膏倒在主的脚上，就没有任何保留。
In Mary's heart, the words of the Lord was a far beyond the perfume of the pure nard.
在玛利亚的心中，主的价值是何等的大。
And she was willing to offer all she had, all she treasured.
她愿意情愿把自己所有的都能够摆上为主。
And that is her worship to the Lord.
这就是她向着主的敬拜。
And just as our brother often mentioned that the word worship is derived from the word worth.
我们弟兄常常跟我们提到这个敬拜的词，它的词根是值得、价值的意思。
Yes, our worship depends on how much worth we could see in our Lord.
是的，我们向着主的敬拜是建立于我们对主的价值的认识。
And dear brothers and sisters, how much the Lord is worth to us?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，主对我们来讲，他的价值是如何呢？
And also in the house, not only the Lord is worshipped, but His word is also appreciated.
所以在这个家庭，我们看见主不但得到了敬拜，并且他的话语也得到了宝贵。
And the Lord said that Mary chose the good part, and that she sat at His feet to listen to Him.
当玛利亚坐在主脚前听主的教导的时候，主说呢，她选择了上好的部分。
In the house of God, in His church, and there should be abundant supply of His word.
在主的家中，在教会当中，应该有神话语丰盛的供应。
And but on the other hand, they should also be listening ears.
但同样从另外一个方面，也需要有可听的耳。
And dear brothers and sisters, especially during these very difficult, challenging times, it is vitally important for us to spend time with the Lord to listen to His voice.
特别是在这个非常艰难、特别的时候。是非常非常重要，我们需要来到主的面前听他的话。
But how much do we appreciate His word?
但是我们是不是真正的宝贵他的话语？
And the Lord is so desired to speak to us in our personal time with Him, also in our church meetings.
主是何等的盼望在我们和他亲密个人的时间，或者是在我们聚会的时间与向我们说话。
Pray that we all have a listening ear before Him.
我们实在是祷告，愿我们每位弟兄姐妹们都在他面前有个可听的耳。
In His house, the Lord shall be worshipped, and His word shall be appreciated.
在神的家，主应该得着敬拜，他的话语应该得着宝贵。
And the third point is the Lord is served.
第三点是主在这边得到了服事。
And we can see that in Martha.
我们可以从马大的经历中看见。
And oftentimes we probably think lightly on Martha.
我们很多的时候觉得马大的服事不是特别的，我们轻看他的服事。
And a lot of times we have this mental image that Martha was always busy serving, but she missed out the good part.
有很多的时候我们想马大只是在那边忙忙乱乱的，他失去了那个上好的福分。
But actually Martha's service was indispensable.
但实际上马大的服事也是不可或缺的。
And someone needed to care for the meal preparations. So when the Lord finishes sharing, the dinner will be ready.
有人需要去准备饭食。当主耶稣基督他交通完之后，教导完之后，这个饭食就为他预备好了。
But there is a necessary part for our service.
但是在我们的服事当中有一个非常必要的一个部分。
And to serve the Lord, we need to first draw near to Him.
我们要服侍主，我们必须首先要和他亲近。
And we need to first sit at His feet, just like Mary did.
我们要像玛利亚一样，首先要来到他的脚前，坐在那里。
And our service even sometimes is just some our activity.
我们的服侍甚至是那些外边的活动。
And it should be the outflowing of our fellowship with the Lord Himself.
也应该是我们与主交通的一个外边的流露。
And so when Martha was busy with the meal preparation,
所以当马大在那边忙碌预备饭食的时候，
and she lost sight of the importance of sitting at the feet of the Lord.
她就忽视了坐在主脚前的重要性。
And as a result, she complained.
所以他就开始抱怨
了。那 probably it is like most of us when we are in service.
所以在我们很多人都是这样，当我们服侍的时候。
And but we thank the Lord, Martha has a teachable heart.
但是我们感谢主，马大他有一个受教的心。
And while in John 10, Martha complained to Jesus about Mary.
在约翰福音第十章，我们看见了。马大他抱怨了他的妹妹玛利亚。
And but as we come to John, that was in Luke 10. But now as we come to John 12, and there's another supper. Mary was also busy. Martha was also busy preparing the meal.
对比刚才那段经文是在路加福音第十章马大他抱怨，但是来到了约翰福音第十二章的时候，我们看见马大同样在服侍。
And but there was no complaint from Martha.
但这次呢，我们没有看见马大有任何的抱怨。
And so we thank the Lord, she has learned her lesson.
我们感谢主，因为我们看见她学了她的功课。
And may we all have this learning teachable heart as we serve.
愿我们在服侍的时候也有一个受教的心。
And we are willing to be adjusted and be corrected by the Lord.
我们愿意受主的改正和教导。
And the last point is the Lord's life is manifested in His house.
另外最后一点是主的生命要在这个家里边得到彰显。
And when Lazarus was raised from the dead, he became a testimony to the Lord.
当拉撒路从死里复活的时候，他成了主耶稣基督的见证。
He testified that the Lord is indeed the life and the resurrection.
他见证主耶稣实际就是复活，就是生命。
And when the Lord has a supper in Bethlehem reported in John 12,
在约翰福音第十二章当主耶稣基督在那边受苦的时候
a supper
在那边有一个晚餐的时候
yes、a large crowd came not only to listen to Jesus but they also came to see Lazarus
有很多的犹太人来到这边，他们不仅仅要看主耶稣，也要看拉撒路。
And yes indeed the house of God should be filled with his resurrection life.
实际上主耶稣基督的他的神的家应该是有一个复活的生命在充满。
And sometimes the Lord allows us to have some experience so that his life can be truly manifested.
有的时候主让我们有一些特别的经历，让他的生命能够被彰显出来。
And without the word, Lazarus testified to the Lord and also gave glory to him.
拉撒路没有说一句话，但是他为主做了见证，把荣耀归给主。
Today the Lord is perfecting His work in us.
今天神也在我们中间做一个完全他的工作。
And even during these very challenging, difficult times,
甚至在这个特别充满着挑战困难的时候
，But He can through His church in His house, He can truly testify and prove that He is indeed the resurrection and the life.
既然借着教会在他的家中，他要见证他是复活，是生命。
As the Lord continues His work in us,
当神继续在我们身上工作的时候
，and we do pray that we all have this desire to draw near to Him.
我们盼望的心里面都有一个负担，愿意与他亲近
，and to worship Him, to serve Him,
愿意敬拜他，愿意服侍他
，and also to allow His life to be manifested in us.
愿他的生命能够在我们身上彰显
，and that will conclude my share.
这是我的交通。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
We praise the Lord for once again, speaking to us this morning through our brother.
我们再次感谢主，今天早晨借着我们弟兄向我们说话。
And we thank the Lord for reminding us once again about the characteristics of the house of the, or the household of God.
我们感谢主再次提醒我们在神的家中的一些特性。
And this morning, before we begin,I would like for us to read a few passages together.
在我开始之前，我想我们先读一些经文。
And for the sake of time, we will also read them together in both English and Chinese.
我想为了时间的缘故，我们也是一起把这些经文读一遍，用中文和英文。
The first passage is from Luke chapter 12.
第一段是路加福音十二章。
Verses 35, 36.40 and 42. Okay, Luke chapter 12, verses 35, 36, 40, and 42.
路加福音十二章三十五节三十六节四十节四十二节
Be dressed for service and well prepared.
但你要点着，
you were waiting for your master to return from the wedding feast. Then you will be ready to open the door and let him in the moment he arrives and knocks. Verse 40. You must be ready at all the time, for the Son of Man will come when least expected. Verse 42. And the Lord replied, I am talking to any faithful servant to whom the Master gives the responsibility of managing his household and feeding his family. And then also verse 47. The servant will be severely punished, for though he knew his duty, he refused to do it. Now verse 47, of course, is talking about the unfaithful servant. And so in these passages, even though this is not my main point, but the Lord has been reminding me, I think through our Bible study on Friday nights where we've been studying the life of Jesus. And then through the events around us, we know that the Lord is coming soon. And there is a need for us to be dressed for service and be well prepared for His return.
And there
is a need for us as His servants to be able to serve faithfully in His household.
所以在神的家中, 我们做仆人的应该能够预备好, 能够忠心的服侍。
And so we know that this is what the Lord requires of us.
我们知道这是主要求我们的。
And I've been, you know, very much convicted as to whether or not I am actually in this mindset.
我常常在想说我是不是真的是在这样的一个心思里面。
And then we'll touch upon two more passages, and that is from the book of Micah.
我想我们再读两段的经文是从弥迦书。
And Micah chapter 6, verses 6 through 8.
弥迦书第六章第六节到第八节。
And we'll read it together as well.
我们也是把一起来读一遍。
What can we bring to the Lord to make up for what we have done? Should we bow before God with offerings of yearling calves? Should we offer Him thousands of rams and 10,000 of rivers of olive oil? What would please the Lord? Should we sacrifice our firstborn children to pay for the sins of our souls? What would make Him glad? And then verse 8. No, O people, the Lord has already told you what is good, and this is what He requires, to do what is right, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. And we'll pause our scripture reading for now. So again, in the earlier verses that we read from Luke chapter 7, you know, we see that the Lord's return is imminent.
我们在早先读过的经验，我们知道主的再来是快要发生的。
You know, we oftentimes refer to His return as imminent and glorious.
因为我们常常讲到主的再来是快要发生，而且是荣耀的。
And I really have to ask myself, is this what I'm living out throughout the week? Do I see His return as imminent, and do I see it as something glorious or something that gives me great satisfaction?
所以我常常在问我自己说我在这一周过来的生活里面我是不是真的活出那光景和主的立即的回来和他荣耀的再来有关呢?
We praise the Lord that time after time when we come before Him on, and, you know, at the Lord's table, the Lord reminds us that He is indeed coming soon.
我们实在感谢主，每一次我们聚在主的桌子面前的时候，他就提醒我们他要再来。
And, you know, so we need to be dressed and we need to be ready.
所以我们必须要预备好，必须要灯也要点着。
And, you know, both those conditions need to be satisfied in order for us to be prepared.
因为我们必须要认识到这两个光景，我们才能预备好。
We need to be dressed and we need to be ready.
因为我们要腰里要束上带，而且要等上，灯也要点着。
If you're dressed and we're not ready, there is a problem.
因为如果我们是腰里束上带，可是却没有点上灯，这就有问题。
Or if you're ready and we are not appropriately dressed, then we have a problem too.
或者说反过来说，如果我们是把灯点着，但是我们腰里没有束上带，也会有问题。
So my burden this morning is to share on some things that we may be able to do in order to be in a state of readiness for His return.
所以我今天早上想要交通，就是有些事我们该做哪些事情呢？好像我们能够是预备好。
And previously, the last time I had shared, I think the Lord had placed a burden on my heart to share about how we can be alert in our prayers.
上一次呢，主放在我心里的负担就是我们要警醒祷告。
And previous to that, you know, how we need to be in a state of continuous repentance before Him.
在那之前，我们应该要能够经常的在主面前懊悔，能够悔改。
And I think many of our brothers have also been moved by a similar burden.
我想很多弟兄们也被同样的负担所感动。
Last Sunday, you know, one of our brothers shared upon the shaking that is we know and that the shaking is meant first for his church and for his children.
比如说上一周有弟兄交通那个震动，而震动是要从神的家里面起手。
And we know that the shaking will truly test where our true foundation is.
因为我们知道这个震动真的是能够考验我们基础，真实的基础在哪里。
Only that which is built upon the Lord Jesus Christ shall remain.
因为只有那是建造在基督耶稣上的，才不会被震动掉。
So once again, just going back to the second set of verses that we read in Micah, what are some things that we can do in order to be in the state of readiness for His return?
再一次，我们可以回到刚刚我们读的弥迦书里面，看看我们应该怎么样来做一些事情，有些预备。
And I want to particularly focus on Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
我特别要请大家注意，就是弥迦书第六章第八节。
I think if we were to take this verse apart, we'll see four key points.
如果我们把这一节仔细来看，可以看到有四个部分。
And the passage once again it reads, "No, O people, the Lord has already told you what is good, and this is what He requires: to do what is right, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God."
这里说世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
So the first part, we see that the Lord says, the Lord has already told us what is good.
因为我们看到第一部分是讲到说，神已经告诉我们何为善。
So brothers and sisters, as His children, we really don't have any excuses.
所以作为神的儿女，弟兄姐妹们，我们实在没有什么借口。
The Lord has already told us what is good.
因为主已经告诉我们何为善。
You know, brothers and sisters, when we are saved, the Lord has placed His Holy Spirit within us.
因为弟兄姐妹，我们知道吗？当我们蒙恩得救的时候，主就将他的灵放在我们里面。
And His Holy Spirit will speak to our spirit and guide us and lead us into doing what is good.
因为这圣灵会来教导我们，引导我们，教导我们，使我们能够行善。
And allow us to simply live out that new life that is placed within us.
也能够教导我们如何把那个在我们里面这个新的生命活出来。
Our brother Juan reminded us just now the fourth characteristic of the household of God is where His life is manifest.
我们刚才弟兄也提醒我们说，神的家中的其中有一个就是特点就是生命。
So as His children, the Lord has already told us what is good.
所以作为他的儿女，神已经告诉指示我们何为善。
And we know that what is opposite of good is really, you know, what is sin or what is bad.
我们知道在善的对面呢，对面就是罪或是说恶。
And we know that simply put, sin is what separates is our separation from God.
我们简单来说，罪就是使我们与神隔离了。
Now, do we see it as such, or do we have sort of a lax attitude towards sin?
我们对罪是不是有这样的看法，还是我们觉得看得很清淡？
The Lord has been also convicting me a lot about this lately.
你也在最近，主也在这点上来教导我。
You know, we know that God hates sin, but that He loves the sinner.
因为我们都知道神是恨恶罪的，但是他爱罪人。
Have we asked ourselves why is it that He hates sin?
我们是不是问过我们自己为什么神恨恶罪？
It is simply because the Lord does not want to be separated from us.
因为其实是因为主 不愿意和我们分开。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord, truly loves us with this everlasting deep love.
因为主实在是用着永远的深深的爱来爱我们。
Just as our brother shared earlier, he loves to be in his household.
正如我们刚才弟兄也交通的是主他愿意住在他自己的家中。
The Lord loves to dwell with us.
因为主愿意来与我们同住。
And yet when sin enters, it separates us from him.
但是当罪进来的时候呢就这个罪叫我们与神隔离了。
And that truly hurts the heart of the Lord because the Lord cannot stand to be separated from us.
这实在伤了主的心因为主实在不愿意与我们分开。
And why does the Lord want to be with us?
神为什么主要与我们同住呢?
Yes, he loves us.
因为是的他爱我们。
But more so, he wants to give us of himself.
但是更重要的是他要愿意把他自己给我们。
The Lord wants us to be partakers of his fullness.
因为主愿意我们与他的丰盛有份。
So brothers and sisters, the Lord is truly one who loves us dearly and wants to give us all of himself.
因为主实在是 很爱我们而且愿意把他自己给我们。
That is why he loves us so much and that is why he hates to be separated or he hates sin.
这为什么是主这么爱我们而且为什么他如此恨恶罪因为罪会叫我们与他分开。
So I pray that we will be able to see this relationship between God's love for the sinner and God's hate for sin.
所以我们祷告愿意大家看见这个点就是神是爱罪人但是恨恶罪。
And may we allow him to have the rightful place in our hearts.
也许叫他在我们的心中有他当得的地位。
So we recognize our Lord not only as our Savior, but even more so as our Lord and our King.
所以我们要认识到我们的主不仅是我们的救主他更是我们的主而且是我们的王。
Which is also another characteristic of the house of God as our brother previously shared.
这也是在神的家中的另外一个特点也是特质就是我们刚才已经有交通过的。
This past Friday during a fellowship meeting also I was reminded of the Lord's love.
在星期五的读经里面我也被提醒到主的爱。
And I shared an example of the prodigal son, the story that is recorded in Luke chapter 15.
在路加福音十五章有记载那个浪子的故事。
You know, the son, once he realized what he was missing, he decided to come back and he perhaps was rehearsing what he was going to tell the father. But before he even could utter a word, his father ran to him and embraced him.
我们的浪子呢发现他所缺乏的时候他就想要回家。他也许已经在操练一下他怎么样对父亲说怎么样的话。但是当他一回去的时候是他的父亲先对他说话。
There is a contemporary Christian song, it's called When God Ran.
我们知道有一首诗歌新诗歌是题目是当神掌权时。
And it's based upon the story.
这是根据这个故事。
And the songwriter, portrays the glory of God.
因为诗歌作者是描述神的荣耀。
And he also says, yet in all this glory, I did see him run one time.
And 那诗歌作者也描述到说，是的，这是神的荣耀，但是我曾经有一次看见。
And that is when he ran toward me.
我看见他跑过来，而是向着我跑过来。
That he ran toward us, with love and forgiveness.
你知道吗？神向着我们跑过来是带着。爱带着宽恕。
So brothers and sisters, may we truly see the Lord, for who He is. He is alone the one that can truly tell us what is good.
所以我们都能够真实的看见这一点，就是他是那一个指示我们何为善的神。
Next, the Lord is telling us what to do. He says to do what is right or to do justice in the King James Version.
接下来就是在弥迦书这里神告诉我们要怎么做他说你要行公义或者说要行公平。
What is justice?
公义是什么?
Justice is being fair in our dealings with one another.
公平就是说我们彼此能够公平相处。
I think we need to realize that in our natural self, we can never be just.
我们应该能够认识到这一点就我们天然的性格来讲我们是永远不可能是公平的。
We can never be without partiality.
因为我们常常会有偏见。
Because what originates out of natural man is already corrupt at its root.
因为我们天然的性格已经是被败坏的一个性格。
So no matter what we try to do, we will always be unfair and we will be self-serving.
所以不论我们怎么做，我们总是不公平的，而且我们都是想要为了自己。
But only when we allow God to direct us through the Holy Spirit can we then be fair in our dealings with one another.
只有当神借着圣灵，我们容让神借着圣灵引导我们的时候，我们才可能行事公义。
And then of course in other versions it uses the word, the phrase saying do what is right.
当然也有其他的翻译就讲说是做对的事情。
So here too, I'm reminded, what is right is really what is of God and not what is of man.
所以我们再次被提醒，所谓做对的事，就是说这个事情必须出于神的。
So how do we put this into practice in our daily lives?
所以在我们每天的生活里面，我们怎么样把这个实行出来呢？
I think sometimes we tend to overcomplicate it.
我想有时候我们好像把这个事情复杂化了。
We simply need to ask the Lord.
其实我们很简单，只要来求主。
We can come before Him just as we are, no matter what, no matter what situation.
所以我们只要照我们的本相，不论是什么样的光景，什么样的情况，我们都可以来到主面前。
In simple faith, we come before Him and we can say, Lord, what is it that you want me to do in this particular situation?
就借着一个简单的信心，我们来到主面前，问主说，主啊，在这样的情况里面，你要我怎么做？
No need to script our prayers.
不需要我们事先演练，操练什么。
And then when we have asked Him and He speaks to us, we are to simply obey Him.
所以当我们问他的时候，他告诉我们怎么做的时候，我们接下来就是要来遵从去做。
The scripture reminds us that obedience is better than sacrifice.
因为我们圣经上也提醒我们说，顺从胜于献祭。
Why is it so?
为什么是这样呢？
We know that in obedience is actually an act of submitting what we want, below what the other person wants.
因为我们知道顺从其实就是把我们自己所要的放在另外一个人所要的之下。
In other words, when we obey God, we are willing to say, God, we want to do what you want, not what I want to do.
换句话说，当我们顺服神的时候，我们就是告诉神说，主啊，我愿意照着你所要做的去做。
We see that the Lord Jesus Christ himself was the perfect example of this while he was on earth.
我们也知道主耶稣基督还在世上的时候，他实在给我们做一个完全的榜样。
So we know again, obedience requires us to give up our own will in exchange for His will.
所以我们看见呢，所谓顺服就是把我们自己的意志放下，而是照神的意志。
And brothers and sisters, this is the principle of the cross.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们就看到这就是十字架的原则。
Then we allow the cross to do its work in us. You know, we see that we are exchanging something of ourselves.For His life.
所以我们当能够容让十字架在我们身上工作的时候，我们就可以以主的生命来取代我们自己天然的生命。
And we know that the Lord's heart is truly satisfied at that time.
我们也知道就在这个时候呢，主的心就完全得到满足了。
When His heart is satisfied, His life is released within us.
所以当主的心满足的时候，他的生命就在我们身上发动了。
And not only do we grow, but it's also as a blessing to those around us.
所以不仅我们能够成长，我们周遭人也可以因此蒙福。
So we know the secret of a believer is truly for us to live by dying to ourselves.
所以我们知道信徒的一个秘诀就是向着自己死。
And next we see the third aspect is the Lord reminds us is to love mercy.
所以第三点，这里主提醒我们就是要好怜悯。
Now here too, it's really what the Lord has done for us first.
在这里我们先看见，这也是主已经为我们事先做好。
In Micah chapter 7 verses 18, we won't read it for the sake of time, but we see that the Lord takes delight in showing mercy.
我们知道在弥迦书第七章十八节，我们时间关系不念，但我们那里也看见主的作为。
The word delight is used.
因为主是主喜悦。
Not something that he does, you know, with muttering or mumbling, but he delights in showing his mercy.
因为主这里讲到主喜爱施恩。
Do we delight in showing mercy toward one another?
我们是不是喜爱彼此能够有怜悯呢？
The only way we can do so is when we first realize what God has done for us.
我们能够行出来这一点，必须先认识到神为我们做成了什么。
Only in us having received the mercy and the forgiveness of God, can we show mercy and forgive one another in His life? And then finally, we see the phrase mentioned to walk humbly with your God. We know that where there is humility, there is no place for pride or self-sufficiency. And we know in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 through 8, we are reminded of what true humility is. And it is none other than the mindset of Christ. Christ, even though He was the Son of God, He was willing to empty Himself of all. Emptied Himself of all but love.
因为他把一切都倒空，他除了爱之外，什么都倒空了。
And the only way we can do this is to follow that mindset. So, brothers and sisters, as long as we are willing to obey the leading of the Holy Spirit, that has been placed in us, just as we just read in Micah chapter 6, verse 8, know, O people, the Lord has already told us what is good. And this is what He requires, to do what is right, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. So may the Lord have mercy upon us, and may He allow us to put this into practice in our daily lives. Within our families, within our workplace or school, and then we serve.
不论是在我们的家庭中，或在我们工作环境中，或在我们服事的地方。
That we may learn to constantly abide in Christ.
那我们能够学习常住在主里面。
That we may be in the state of readiness for His return without any fear.
好像他回来的时候，我们都预备好，而没有任何惧怕。
But rather full of hope.
而是满有盼望。
I'll conclude my sharing here.
我的交通就停在这里。
Shall we say a word of prayer?
我们再有一点祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank You and praise You, Lord, for You are indeed a great and a mighty God.
主耶稣，我们实在感谢你，因为你实在是一个伟大有能的神。
Lord, You are one who is full of mercy, full of love, and full of compassion.
你是满有怜悯，满有爱，满有恩典的神。
Thank You, Lord, that You have shown us already that which is good.
主啊，你已经指示我们何为善。
Thank You, Lord, for placing Your very life inside each one of us.
主啊，我们谢谢你把你自己的生命放在我们每一个人里面。
Lord, help us to be obedient to Your leading.
主啊，帮助我们能够顺服你的带领。
So that we may truly know to do that which is right, and to be able to walk humbly before You.
好叫我们不仅认识到何为善，我们也可以能够存谦卑的心与你同行。
Lord, so that we may be in the state of readiness for Your imminent and glorious return.
主啊，好叫当你快来的时候，你荣耀的再来的时候，我们都预备好了。
Lord, may we continue to allow You to do a deeper work within each and every one of us.
主啊，愿你继续做那更深的工作在我们每一个人身上。
May we allow the cross to work in us daily.
愿我们天天容让十字架在我们身上工作。
May You be glorified.
愿荣耀归给你。
And be with us, Lord Jesus. Lord, may You be with us.
主啊，愿你与我们同在。
In Jesus' precious name, I pray.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I just have a couple of announcements that I wanted to share.
弟兄姐妹，我今天早晨有几件事情，大家报告。
And, I'd encourage everyone to regularly, look at our Seattle Christian Assembly website for the latest announcements and prayer requests.
我们也鼓励大家常常到我们聚会的网站上看最新的消息。
We praise the Lord for His grace in allowing us to gather this way, despite, the current pandemic.
我们实在感谢赞美主，让虽然在这疫情的时候，我们还可以这样聚在他面前。
even though we may not be able to gather in person, you know, we have this opportunity to meet virtually.
我们虽然没办法说好像面对面的一起聚集，但是我们有这样的机会能够在网上聚集。
So maybe not forsake the assembling of ourselves together.
所以我们不要停止这样的聚会。
Maybe see every opportunity as a precious opportunity for us to have fellowship with one another.
当我每次看见能够彼此聚集交通的时候，我们愿我们都能宝贵这样的机会。
So please be please take note of our various meetings throughout the week.
所以请能够注意一下我们周间的各样的聚会。
You know, from the Tuesday night prayer meeting to the Friday night Bible study, and then the Saturday meetings.
周二的祷告聚会，周五读经聚会，星期六、周六的聚会。
And then on the Lord's Day, maybe you know, come before the Lord and partake in His bread and the cup.
在主日的时候，我们都可以来到主面前一起有波饼。
To truly remember, you know, what the Lord has done for us, and to remember that He is indeed coming soon.
真的来纪念主所为我们做成的一切，而且纪念他的快来。
And if you can please pray for the message meeting next Sunday.
也请弟兄姐妹为下个主日的信息聚会祷告。
So Brother Lima will be sharing the word, and Brother Nelson will be interpreting for him.
玛丽弟兄要交通，徐浩宇弟兄翻译服事。
Please also continue to remember the children's meetings.
请继续纪念儿童们的聚会。
That are both on Sunday as well as Friday evenings.
他们的聚会时间是主日，而且星期五也有。
You know, the Lord may continue to lead our youngest ones, that all of us together may serve the Lord.
愿主能够带领我们这些年幼的孩子们，而我们全家，我们都一起来服侍主。
Also, a couple of reminders, you know, as we're approaching the end of October, we know that it's Halloween season.
我们现在很快来到十月底，我们知道这是一般人所讲的万圣鬼节。
And please pray that, you know, the Lord may allow us to be separate during this time.
我们是愿主能够让我们能够与这样的事情分别出来。
And use this as an opportunity to, you know, talk about the Lord rather than partaking in these activities.
我们可以用这样的时间呢，更多来交通主，而不是去参与这些活动。
The other reminder is on the 1st of November, it's actually the end of our daylight savings set.
另外一个提醒就是要来的主日，事实上是夏令时间的停止。
So next Saturday night before you go to bed, don't forget to turn your clock back by 1 hour, fall back.
所以在下周六的时候，当你就寝的时候，不要忘记把你的时间调回一小时。
And finally, if we can please continue to remember our brothers and sisters, since we do not see each other in person, may the Lord move us to mutually care for one another.
所以最后再提醒说，虽然我没办法说面对面的与弟兄姐妹在一起，但是我们也应该不要忘记彼此的关怀。
And that the Lord may also remind us to continue to do the work of sharing the gospel.
愿主继续提醒我们继续来分享福音。
And finally, to pray for the COVID-19 situation that, you know, is starting to definitely spike up around the world and even in this country in some places.
我们这个要继续为这个新冠病毒的情况祷告，因为在最近好像在全世界，包括美国这里，这个疫情这个人数有上升的趋势。
Pray that the Lord may be merciful and also protect us and the world.
我们祷告愿主继续怜悯我们，也保守所有的。Also,
please remember the elderly and the weak and the physically sick that are among us, that the Lord may, you know, be merciful and heal them.
也继续纪念年长的弟兄姐妹，身体软弱的弟兄姐妹，愿主能够怜悯，也能够医治他们。Again,
we thank the Lord for being with us.
我们再次感谢主与我们同在。May
the Lord's peace be upon each and every one of you.
愿主的平安与每一位人同在。
Thank you.
谢谢。